United States Institute of Peace, along with SiriusXM's POTUS Channel 124, now present their weekly podcast.
Esfandiar Mir is the USIP senior expert for South Asia. There's really been a thought process and a lot of pieces surrounding what happened at that Moscow concert hall attack. Our guest says it will have far-reaching impact and is here today to give us a little more information about that very point. Esfandiar, welcome. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on, Laura.
Thank you for being here today. Now, there are a lot of questions that people have. One is, what exactly ISIS-K is, and what was its intent in Moscow? They, of course, have claimed responsibility for the attack, and I want to understand more about this organization, if we can even call it that, this group. What is ISIS-K?
Sure. So ISIS-K is the Afghanistan-based branch of ISIS in the Middle East, which has now been around for roughly 10 years. It first emerged in early 2015. And ever since, it has been active in the region. It has been fighting there. The Taliban, of course, back when the United States had a presence in the region, ISIS-K was attacking the United States. And around the time that the U.S. Evacuated from Afghanistan, if you remember, in August 2021, there was a big attack, a terrorist attack during the evacuation, which killed around 13 service members, as well as 200 or so Afghans who were trying to evacuate. And ISIS-K was responsible behind that attack as well. So this is a nasty group. It is doggedly persistent. And now it is attacking countries both in the region. It has struck Iran. It has struck Pakistan. It has attacked in Central Asia. And it has finally managed to reach parts of Europe as well. We heard about some foiled plots, terrorist plots in Europe. And more recently, we saw this attack in Moscow.
Why now? What is it's not necessarily an emergence, but why do you think it is becoming so much more active now?
Look, it has been active. It's just that it's not been in our news cycle as much. But the group seems to have this goal of punishing disbelievers and infidels, as per its doctrine. And in line with that, it has been actively, consistently plotting in the region, outside of Afghanistan, but also aiming for parts of Europe. The U.S. military has been warning that we could see an attack against Western/U.S. interests, which is code for targets in Europe, in 6 months with little to no warning. And this attack is very much in line with that warning.
What do you think the intent was in Moscow specifically? Obviously, Putin, a very strong force in the region. Why there?
I think multiple motivations were at play. For one, ISIS and Russia have sort of sparred with each other. Remember, Russia backed the regime of Bashar al-Assad in the Syrian civil war, in which the Assad regime was also fighting ISIS. And the Russians came on the side of Assad in a big way. And ISIS has not forgotten that. ISIS-K is angry and upset about that. Another motivation is competition with the Taliban, which now runs the government of Afghanistan. And ISIS-K wants to show that it is the most audacious terrorist group around, that it sort of holds the mantle of the global jihadi vanguard. And it really seeks to outperform, militants like the Taliban, who tend to reserve themselves or limit themselves to the boundaries of Afghanistan or its immediate neighborhood. By reaching Moscow, ISIS-K is trying to signal that it has the geographic reach to hit anywhere in the world in the way that the Taliban want.
Really, really important information. Thank you so much for joining us today, Esfandiar Mir, for all of your expertise. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Laura.
This podcast has been brought to you by the United States Institute of Peace and SiriusXM's POTUS, Channel 124.